Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For years, we've been telling you about our attempts to bring school choice to Montana in an effort to decrease the dropout rate by helping each child find a school that fits them best, even if that school happens to be a private religious school. This week, we took a giant leap forward with a landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision that benefits not only Montana students, but actually nullifies religiously discriminatory language in 38 state constitutions. I'm speaking, of course, of the Supreme Court's decision in the case of Espinosa versus Montana Department of Revenue. The decision caps an 11-year effort that began when the Montana Family Foundation wrote the first tax credit scholarship bill for the 2009 legislative session. It finally passed in 2015 and was immediately challenged by the Bullock administration on the grounds that it violated the Blaine Amendment embedded in Montana's constitution. For those who may not know, in 1875, Congressman Blaine from the state of Maine tried to get language amended into the U.S. Constitution that would ban any appropriation of public dollars to private religious schools. Blaine was staunchly anti-Catholic, and his goal was to stop the proliferation of Catholic schools in America. He failed, but 38 states, including Montana, eventually included that language in their state constitutions. It's been our position that the language is patently discriminatory, and on Tuesday, the Supreme Court agreed. Writing for the majority, Justice Roberts said, "The supreme law of the land condemns discrimination against religious schools and the families whose children attend them. They are members of the community, too, and their exclusion from the scholarship program here is odious to our Constitution and cannot stand." He also said, "A state need not subsidize private education, but once a state decides to do so, it cannot disqualify some private schools solely because they are religious." And with that, Montana's 130-year-old Blaine Amendment was relegated to the scrap heap of history where it belongs. The court in this case could have ruled narrowly or broadly. They ruled broadly, so broadly, in fact, that as we said, the decision nullified Blaine Amendments in 38 state constitutions. It's hard to describe the emotions we were feeling as we read the 92-page decision. Suffice to say, we were ecstatic beyond all measure. So what does this mean going forward? In the near term, the Montana Supreme Court must reinstate the tax credit scholarship program. In the long run, it means the Blaine Amendment will no longer stand as a barrier to school choice. Montana is now free to analyze the school choice programs in 42 other states and adopt those that work well. We don't need to reinvent the wheel, we just need to see what's working in other states and bring it here to Montana. And we expect that as a result of Tuesday's decision, many more school choice bills will be introduced in the next legislative session. When options in education abound, kids win, parents win, and taxpayers win. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.